Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Carver Heisen here tonight. The Mad Hatter. Oh, look who it is. The Iron Shep is back in the hizzy. How good enough to get Pharrell another title? Yeah, Pharrell Ballers get another title. That's number 8, baby. You know, Shep had said to me this summer, he's like at my house, he said, that was last summer before I think he left for Memphis. Was it, you came home for the summer, right, and visited me or something like that? So I think he went to my house or something in the summer. Before I moved, right? I think it was right before I moved to my new Pharrell Palacio. So Shep had said to me, he said, you know, you're getting awfully close to, you know, having a losing record in title games at, you know, 7-5. You're getting dangerously close to being LeBron. You start losing. So he's like, you better not, like, let me down this, you know, spring and fall and everything and winter and spring and summer and all the rest. You got to win some titles. And so I said, you're right, Shep. I got to win some titles. So I went out, and tonight we won our 8th championship. The Pharrell Ballers, winners again. Unbelievable performance by the boys tonight. A great defensive effort. A beautiful game plan to give Coco problems, our former big man. We had to shut him down from his usual 40 per. And then it was mostly a 15-point game in the second half, and we beat him by 10. And that was the deal. And then I guess he still had 30 against us. The more I just looked at the box score. So how about that? He scored 30 of their 45. And the problem was no one else did anything on their team. The rest of them had 3, 5, 2, 3, and 2. So there's your problem. And then we had 14, 8, 5, 13. Mafia had 8. It was unbelievable. I had 6. I hit a big turnaround shot. A couple of them. I think they butchered the scoring tonight on that. I hit a couple of J's in the game. I know that. But anyway, we win by 10 and finish our 4th. Undefeated belly-to-belly season, undefeated run, an undefeated campaign. So, fantastic work tonight with the big 5 steal effort in this game. So there you go. What do you think? Another championship, Carver High. Do you like that?
Proud of you.
And your boy Mafia. How about Mafia hitting some big shots?
Is that right?
He hit 4 big shots. Everyone on the team scored that played, I believe. Maybe Foz didn't score, but it doesn't matter. He had 6 enormous rebounds. And Fuego had 14 points. And he was huge. 4 of 5 from the floor. 3 of 3 from downtown. So he hit 3 threes and went. He just went off 3 of 4 from the line. So the Pharrell Ballers 8-5 now in championship games in the title game. So we're Shep had said you're getting close to being like LeBron and being a loser. So I had to go out tonight with the boys and get it done and win another title to separate the winning from the losing a little bit. Now 8-5, And the Mad Hatter gives me the seal of approval, winning the title and going now 8-5 in championships. 4 undefeated seasons. Very excited to play with these guys. Great bunch of guys. Great league. Love it. Can't get enough of it. Ultimate Hoops. Championship. Another championship. Another banner. It's unbelievable. I put a couple pictures up on Twitter tonight. You can see those. David Dusick will join us at 20 past here in 9 minutes to talk about the U.S. Open. Chad Dukes at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific. From the Fan in D.C., we'll talk to him about the Capitals party, the tear that they were on.
And the GM lightened up that anonymous source about the Bryce Harper thing last night. Remember we did that Bryce Harper story last night?
We did the story last night that he's a loser.
And Mike Rizzo lit that guy up today.
And he's not worth it. But then Rizzo said, "You're gutless."
He said that was just this. He really went to town on the guy.
That was just the surface.
Chicken Shack, I think he got in there.
Yeah, little Chicken Shack. So we'll talk to Chad Dukes about all the things going on in our nation's capital. Boy, have they been partying, those Washington Capitals players. Even some of them shave their beards, and they're going out to fancy restaurants now and getting hammered, drinking free everywhere, eating steaks free everywhere. It's a beautiful thing.
What an effort by those guys.
Always important to talk about Le'Veon Bell and Tom Brady on this show. Le'Veon Bell says he won't accept any contract worth less than $14.5 million per year in an extension. If no deal is reached by July 16th, Bell would make $17 million on the franchise tag. And then after it seemed like today's deadline would pass with Noah Green, a last-minute deal was made between Triple G and Canelo. They're going to have the fight Carver High after all, September 15th in Vegas. Final terms not disclosed. Can you believe they did the deal after all that?
I was looking around 3 o'clock our time, because that's when the deadline was coming, and I saw that Triple G was walking away. Forget it. We're not doing it. I don't want 42 and a half. And then sure enough, like I was saying last night, you know how this went down. He knows he ain't going to get the same scratch for fighting some stiff that nobody cares about. He'll get more money getting the 42. He probably got a little bit more than 42.
I bet he did.
But he's going to get more money, whatever it is,
so
than
55,
fighting some
45,
hack.
At least.
I bet at least you would probably think that.
Are you excited to see Triple G and Canelo?
Yes.
The U.S. Open tees off tomorrow on Strong Island Playa at Shinnecock Hills. The traffic is deplorable getting to that golf course.
You see the picture that Dusick put up that I gave to you?
No.
I put it in there. Just the miles and miles getting in there. Impossible to get into the place.
The event has outgrown the ability for the surrounding area to host it. Transportation, parking, and logistics are a huge part of events like a major. This is a disaster. You know, I recommend bringing reefer with you in the car. If you're going to sit in traffic for 3 hours, you should, I believe, roll up a little spliver. All right. The FIFA World Cup also begins tomorrow in Russia with love. But today, the United States, in a joint bid with Canada and Mexico, won the vote to host the 2026 World Cup. This is huge. We're going to talk about it all night. Can this springboard soccer in the U.S. like it did Penthouse and Playboy in the 90s? Wait, that wasn't on there? You didn't put that in? Is that the original script?
No.
Sorry. I read the original script. I should have. Soccer like it did in 1994 when they had the U.S. Open or the World Cup in the U.S. Open of strippers, actually, coming up later on the show tonight. Baseball takes priority now. Tons of games every day. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the premier place to go for picks. Boxing, MMA, soccer now all summer. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the top choice. College Pro Football Countdown is on, so go hurry up and sign up.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. David Dusick is our guy from Golf Week. He's the best. He has to be on a bus at 4 in the morning to go to Shinnecock Hills to deal with all the bumper-to-bumper traffic out on Strong Island. Seems as though a lot of people are complaining about the traffic problems going to the major here in New York. Seems to got everyone up in a tizzy there, David.
Well, you know, it's because we're pampered and we're kind of wuss bag a little bit sometimes. We get spoiled by covering golf. And, yeah, who the hell wants to sit out in their car for 2.5 hours driving across the LIE to go watch a bunch of guys play golf when I want to be playing golf? But that's the price we pay for watching the some of the world's best players on arguably the best golf course in the world. Shinnecock Hills is a really, really special place. I don't know if you had a chance to get out there and play it, but it's going to look great on TV. It's going to challenge the best players, and it's going to be a heck of a great venue for this year's U.S. Open.
I've only played Bethpage. I haven't played Shinnecock, but I'm excited about it. Did Brady and Brady played with Mickelson and Fowler, both of them, in two different days?
One of the things that the pros love about coming out to this place is there's so many great golf courses that are in close proximity to each other. And when you've got the means, and people like Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson and Ricky Fowler obviously do, they pop from one place to another. So Phil Mickelson was at Shinnecock Hills and practiced a little bit on Monday. Then he went up to Friar's Head, which is another gorgeous golf course, a Colin Crenshaw design. And Rory McIlroy was hanging out a little bit there. On Saturday, Ricky Fowler buzzed over to Fisher's Island. Some of the guys have been playing over at National, and it's just like one, you know, trophy course after another. And it's one of the things that the guys just love when they have the opportunity to come to the Tri-State area. They buzz out here, and they start knocking off bucket list courses left and right.
So the Ricky Fowler, it would appear to me now, every major, that the stories begin here on the week of and the day before and et cetera, that, you know, he's the guy, the lone wolf now, like Garcia was without a major, and they always come up with all these stories that he's got everything except a major. And now I'm seeing today that Vegas loves him in this U.S. Open this weekend. Do you think he's got the goods to finally get it done, or is it going to continue his nightmare?
The part that scares me, Scotty, about Ricky Fowler is that his putting, which historically has been one of the strengths of his game, has been lousy this season. He's taken a big nosedive in putting. And the Poana greens that are going to be out here at Shinnecock are not going to run nearly as fast as some of the greens that we've seen, for example, at Oakmont or some of the other places, which is going to bring more putters into the field. When they're lightning fast, you have to be so precise with your line and your speed that it really lets the best putters in the world shine. Guys like Jason Day and Phil Mickelson, who statistically is one of the best putters out there. Historically, guys like Jordan Spieth. Fowler's been putting lousy, and I'm just not sure if his putting, even though the greens are going to be a little bit easier than maybe people think, if the putter's going to work for him. If he putts well, then he's certainly got a chance. He's one of the best foul-weather playing golfers that's out there. We had a little bit of rain that hit out here on Long Island today, but for the most part, the weather forecast is great. High winds, though, are expected for tomorrow, Thursday. We could get 20 to 30 mile an hour gusts, which is going to make it really difficult to control the ball through the air. Fowler's good at that. So if he can putt well enough and right the ship with that, he's got a chance.
So Tiger Woods, speaking of guys that haven't putt well, that's been his problem. He's been hitting the ball great and, you know, yep, tee to green. He's just not making putts.
He started out this year when he was making a comeback, putting great. He was absolutely lights out. That was the best part of his game. The driver he's spraying all over the planet. The iron game has really tightened up over the last couple weeks. He's hitting the ball, as you said. He's hitting it great. The driving is controllable. He's getting a little bit better. But the putter went ice cold the last couple of weeks. And I took a look, and when he three putts two or more times in PGA Tour events so far this season, his statistical equivalent on his strokes gained putting is equal to the number 200 player in the world. If he three putts one or fewer, his putting is equal to the number 4 player in the world, strokes gained putting. So if you're looking at Tiger Woods and how is he going to fare, you can just look at that one stat. How many times does he three putt here at Shinnecock Hills? If he keeps the three putts off the board, he'll be near the top of the leaderboard, I think.
So David Dusick at Shinnecock Hills for the U.S. Open. What do you think of this this major this time around for the Father's Day weekend. Do you like it with it being at Shinnecock? Is this your favorite major this year, or is it going to be the British or PGA?
I think the Masters to me is always the one. I mean, if I was as a person who loves golf, if I were able to blessed to be able to win one of these things, I would want the Masters. That one to me is the thing. This one to me is number two, being an American to win our country's national championship. If you're going to win a U.S. Open, there's a couple of places where you'd love to do it. It'd be great to win a U.S. Open at Pebble. It'd be great to win a U.S. Open at Oakmont, which is thought to be the most difficult one. This is right there with those guys. This is such a historically significant place. You look at the players who have won here. This is one of the founding member clubs of the USGA. It's one of the oldest golf clubs in the United States. It's such a unique property. It's an unbelievable place. I mean, hopefully you and a lot of the people out there listening are going to have a chance to come on out here. It's such an unbelievable venue. The golfers love it. And it's a place where also usually the best players end up winning. So I think that we're set up for something that I think is going to be great. It's going to be special. It's going to be awesome theater. And we've really got so many good players playing well right now. We haven't talked about Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose. There's other guys. Rory McIlroy looks like he might be right in the ship and coming around. Justin Thomas. So many good players out there that have a chance. Everything is shaping up for this to be a fantastic major.
So which one of the – is it the Rory, Spieth, Lefty, Group 2, that pair, that triple right there? Is that the one that you think's the most exciting to watch?
I think that's the one. I do. I think that those are the guys who are going to go out there and potentially set the pace for this thing. I'm not sleeping. I'm going to be taking a close eye and looking at Justin Rose, who's sort of my sleeper pick. I mean, he's not really a sleeper. He's one of the most elite players in the game, but – you know, I think a lot of people right now are looking at Dustin Johnson. Obviously, Tiger Woods always gets a lot of attention to him. I think, personally, it's going to be Rose and Mickelson. I think those are the guys that are going to come through here and have enough good putting, enough creativity around the greens. There's a lot of shaved areas. So instead of thick, shaggy roughs surrounding every green, there's a lot of places where the balls are going to trickle and roll off and take you about 20, 30, 40 yards away from where the hole location is on a super tight lie. You're going to have to get really creative and have amazing control of your short game in order to recover from those places. And I watched Phil Mickelson go around today hitting flop shots off of really tight lies, little chippy things, lots of putting. He was dissecting the golf course today, looking at every little nook and cranny of that thing, trying to find an edge. And I was really, really impressed with the way that he was operating and controlling his shots. And I think he and Justin Rose might be the two guys to beat.
So, yeah, now let me throw a couple of, like, really hardcore long shots at you because I'm allowed to gamble tomorrow at Monmouth Park in New Jersey. I'm going to go in the morning, and I'm gonna bet on every sporting event that's going to take place over the next, I'd say, year. In that one day when I go to the window. So how do you like Matsuyama and DeChambeau for long shots at 25-1 and 40-1?
I think that because of the wind, and it's going to play so much of a factor in this, which just throws in a level of randomness. I think that Bryson DeChambeau's mind might actually explode. And this is a kid who is as it's either going to go one of two ways. He's going to figure out through quantum physics how the wind is working and how he needs to hit the ball. He's going to get this whole thing mad scientist tinkered out, or he is literally going to explode. He's playing great, but I'm not sure if this is a golf course and this is the type of a venue where DeChambeau really excels. It could happen.
Haven't they been playing well lately, both of those guys, really well?
No, absolutely. Matsuyama's been coming around. I don't like the putter. I've never liked the putter. He's ball striking wise from tee to green. Fantastic. Until Matsuyama shows me on a big stage that he can make a putt that really matters, it's as tempting as that is at 25-1, I still think I shy away. If you're looking for long shots like that, then I might go with DeChambeau because he's just got so much confidence and has had so much success recently. He's won a couple of events, you know, in the recent past. He won, I think, just a couple of weeks ago at Jack Nicklaus's tournament at Memorial. I get it. But Matsuyama's putter scares me.
How about Cooch and Rory?
Cooch is going to be one of those guys where you're going to look up Saturday afternoon and be like, I haven't seen this guy hit a shot. And he's like top eight. And he's four shots off the lead. Now, how the hell did that happen? He's a guy that like burps up $100 bills because he's every week top five, top ten.
Right.
Rory McIlroy, again, it's going to be the putting. He's the best, in my opinion, the best driver of the golf ball on the planet. And the kid is just money with the big stick. But I don't know that you're going to need the big stick that much this week. I mean, the golf course stretched out to 7,400 and change yards, but they're not going to play it like that. There's going to be a lot of opportunities to hit two irons off the tee, to hit fairway woods off the tee. And if it's running firm and fast, and it's gonna, then you don't have to necessarily hit driver, because if you do, even though the fairways are a little bit wider than they were the last time, and we were here in 2004, you're in this knee-deep hay. I mean, it's fescue that's going to, like, I mean, it would swallow Corey Pavin if he ended up going out there. We would never find the dude.
Corey Pavin, where did that come from?
Why would you rescue you? Why would you, like, sort of risk that? So I don't know if Rory's going to be able to use the best club in his bag, his driver, as often as he would want.
Didn't Retief Goosen win on this course once before?
2004, he ended up out-dueling Phil Mickelson, and unfortunately, he did not get a special exemption. He is not in the field this week.
Well, isn't that a pity? Listen, what is the last question? What is the schedule that we've got Carver High, your boy Dusik, on? Because Dusik is very popular on the bench.
He's got late night. He's got early morning.
I don't care about his candy-ass bus schedule. What a femme. Like, bro.
Hey, why don't you get your candy-ass out here and do a
little shut up. I'm busy. I just won an 8th championship tonight. On your knees, boy. Get down there.
Only for you do I stay up this late when I might. I may as well just pull the all-nighter and just head down to the casino.
I agree with that. I mean, that is a fantastic idea right there that you've come up with late here in the interview. So is he coming on Friday or Monday? What's the deal? What's the deal, Dusik? Make your mind up.
You tell me.
I want both.
Fine. Screw it. We do both.
All right. Friday night, we'll book him right now, Carver High. And then Monday, Carver High's like, Jesus Christ. I'm like just trying to get to the break.
Well, I'm just here. And I've got now video poker I
got
to go
listen,
play.
Listen, I got poker, all right. And it's naked poker. We're playing.
Easy.
You got to come to this game. You're going to love it. And they drink scotch all night. All right. David Dusik out at the U.S. Open at Shinnecock. That's our guy from Golf Week.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Carver, you didn't tell me who you like in the U.S. Open. Like, you haven't, you know. I know you're focused on the World Cup tomorrow, but you don't seem to be following up on your golf betting priorities.
That actually would be wrong. I have my 5 bets.
Who do you like?
For the weekend. As you know, I always have to play Ricky Fowler because I've played him in every major for like the last 2 years.
This is the sheet of integrity.
This is the sheet of integrity. So I'm taking Ricky Fowler. I played him at 15-1.
Right.
He's going to get one. It's going to happen. And I'm going to keep playing him until he pays me back. I'm like the guy sitting at the slot machine who's going to keep pulling handle until Ricky Fowler finally pays out.
Never give up.
Next guy I'm going to go with here. This guy's been on a down for like the last year and a half. Jason Day.
Oh, Jason Day recovering from all of his mother's health problems and everything else.
I'm going to take a shot with Jason here. He's 18-1, a little bit further down the field. I'm going to go with him for a longer guy that I'm going to, a long shot, real long shot that I'm going to take a try at. This guy seems to always be in the mix up until about Saturday, and then like late Saturday, early Sunday,
meltdown.
He falls out of it and melts down. And that's Charlie Hoffman.
Charlie Hoffman, like a local guy from New Jersey.
Doesn't it seem like Charlie Hoffman plays great on Thursday and Friday, and then over the weekend he falls apart? So I'm going to try Charlie and see. At 125-1, I'm going to take a little shot at Charlie Hoffman. And then another Carver High favorite that I always do, will there be a playoff for the win at plus 300? Yes.
Plus 300 for a playoff.
The playoff at plus 300, I'm going to go with that.
Do the playoff? I think it's different now. They don't do it the full round.
I believe you're right about that.
They changed it now.
They don't do the full Monday 18 anymore.
They don't do that.
But I will go yes for the playoff at plus 300.
What about the defending champ, Koepka?
No.
Brooks Koepka is out of the running.
I will not be playing him.
You will not be betting on him.
And then I've got a couple that I'm still looking at maybe for tomorrow, some heads-up stuff.
Like what?
That I might play. Once again, I'm going to go to Jason Day tomorrow, straight up against Brooks Koepka, the guy you just brought up. You can get Day at minus 120. I like that tomorrow.
Head-to-head.
And then I'm actually also going to play this tomorrow for Tiger in the first round, under 71.5. You're getting that at even money. I think Tiger comes out of the gates. and maybe gets a little strong start on Thursday.
Can you believe that tomorrow you can bet at Monmouth Park and at the Borgata? The sports book will be open at the Borgata and at the Monmouth Park racetrack. The William Hill sports book will be open tomorrow for business.
It's amazing.
And the governor will be placing the first bet at Monmouth Park at 10:30 in the morning.
What will the first bet be? What is now we know that he's a big soccer guy from him being on the bench last week.
He might put in a
do
little
flyer. Do you think he'll do
on...
something with the World Cup
yes.
starting tomorrow? Would he maybe throw a World Cup bet in there as the first bet at Monmouth?
Little future right there on the who wins the World Cup, maybe.
Maybe. Where did you say he lived? He lived in Germany,
right? He lived in Germany. Maybe he's going to sneak in a little...
Germany to win?
A little Guten Tag. Guten Abends.
What do you think the scene's going to be like there tomorrow?
Auf Wiedersehen.
Big scene at Monmouth tomorrow? You think the crowd starts right away?
Oh, my God. It's going to be like a crack den, like a Swedish bathhouse.
How about Saturday around noon? How's it going to look there?
Ah, Jesus. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened to the Garden State. Honest to God, run to the window and run to my website. Sign up now. What are you waiting for? They're scared to death of me down there at Monmouth Park. If I walk in there, it's like Elvis walking in the room. When I go to the window with Carver High, they're scared to death of us. They try to distract us when we go in there. When we go to a sports book anywhere in Vegas, they try to distract us with steaks and wine and scotch and hookers.
Well, there is a good possibility that our boy Grodzki might warn the William Hill people at Monmouth Park about how I took him to the woodshed
that last day
out at the Super Bowl this year.
Cleaned him out.
And say, watch out for me when I hit Monmouth Park.
They might have a picture of you and I up at the Monmouth Park Sports Bar.
The way I ran out of that place with the app. Couldn't even take
Maybe
all the money out of the
a
app.
50 large limit on both of our heads in the sports book.
I still have money sitting in that app.
You're going to have more money in that app when you open one up in 2 weeks in New Jersey.
I wish it was that quick.
I wonder if the app in Nevada will be the exact same one
same
for the
app.
One in New Jersey.
I think it'll be the same. I don't know this.
It'll just be based on
I
GPS.
I haven't heard them talk about it.
Right.
Right. Like, it'll tag your phone wherever you are, and if you're in a state
right.
where
it's legal.
Legal, it'll just let you bet. Like, when I'm in Nevada, like, I just went on it. I just went on the app right now to get my
right.
golf odds
right.
from before.
Right.
So, you know, it won't let you place the bet on there.
But it will
soon
enough.
Else
Did you see that? I just wanted to ask you this question real quick. Did you see that Mike Francesa has invented daily fantasy? He went on the air today and admitted basically that he was the founder of daily fantasy. Is he not the creator, sole proprietor of daily fantasy? Which he also believes is full-on sports betting, sports wagering, being in the fantasy world. Did you hear him talking about?
I did hear it.
What did you think? What did you think when you heard that? Like, were you like listening to this guy? I mean, could you even believe it?
Yeah, it was.
Like, what world is that dude living in? Seriously, what planet is he on?
It sounded pretty similar.
I don't care what anyone around here thinks. Like,
it sounded pretty similar.
Is
to
he
something
really
that
giving himself
already
in
place?
Is he giving himself credit for like creating fantasy sports?
Well, I don't think he was trying. He was kind of just bringing up an idea that
it's an idea
already,
that's already
been around for a while.
An idea that's already launched 10 years ago. I just think that's so funny. Did you see this, though, that baseball has said that to Monmouth Park and basically Atlantic City, baseball teams, bottom line is this, getting that ad at a, for Monmouth Park or the Borgata or any of them, the Sport Ocean Resort, whenever that one opens up, the Hard Rock, all those sports books. Baseball has informed teams and networks they are not allowed to accept advertising from sports betting operators such as Monmouth Park, according to a memo that was released today, We have been informed that club television and radio rights holders are being approached by sportsbooks to place advertising enhancements. Pursuant to MLB policy, clubs must inform their rights holders that they are presently not permitted to accept such advertising. Clubs may not at this time enter into relationships with a pure sports book or a casino with a sports book to the extent that the arrangement involves sports betting. Manfred intends to address at next week's owners' meeting the process we will follow to develop appropriate policies in this very complicated area. Let me tell you something. Is this the most ridiculous thing you've heard today? That's the most. I'm going to stop the show right now. From now on, we need to. Can you put this in the book of things we need to do? This is very important. Things that we need to write down because I have early Alzheimer's.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
This is the worst thing that's happened to me today, this story, because it's the dumbest thing I've heard today. We need to come out with the dumbest thing I've heard today.
We should do that every night.
This is the dumbest thing I've heard today is that baseball is going to deny all of their radio and television outlets, every one of them. No one's allowed to run sports betting ads for casinos or sports books. Meanwhile, back at the farm, every state in the Farrellin country is going to have sports betting, and baseball is going to look like they have got the biggest fat egg on their face. How stupid are you? You're not going to allow sports betting advertising? Well, what a great idea there, Rob, you've come up with. Hey, Rob, do you wear men's briefs or underwear? I mean, you are a tool. Sports betting. Are you going to act like sports betting isn't happening in Major League Baseball, but you still want an integrity fee, you asshat? Shut up. Just shut up. No sports betting advertising. What's next? They're going to do that on this network? Not allowed to mention sports betting. It's like talking about heroin or crack or prison inmates or sexual harassment or what else is bad? What else is taboo? We're not allowed to talk about women either on this network. You're not allowed to say anything bad about the weather either, because if you talk bad about the weather, that's going to affect some kind of sponsor down the road. Goddamn Weather Channel. Are you kidding me? Can't have sports betting advertising on baseball, radio, and TV? Good one. It's only going to be everywhere. They're going to have slot machines in your baseball stadiums within 5 years. Mark my words. You know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm going to bet on every single baseball game, every single game every day. I'm going to bet on baseball every day for the rest of the year. Every day I'm going to place at least 6 bets on baseball. And there's nothing that loser commissioner can do about it. You know what he should do? He and Silver should be lovers. Those two should hook up with all their bad ideas. And this Adam Silver guy thinks he's running the world too. We want to get a 1% integrity fee. Good luck with that there, male organ lips. You stupid ass. Honestly, both of them, they're like denying that this is happening. Give me a break. Rob Manfred, you should worry about how boring ass your sport is and how watching a game is like molasses. And I'll tell you another thing, nothing like watching all your 50 million a year players hit 210 there, skinny boy. With your skinny little neck and your tweety little legs and your little arms. Woo! Woo! Ballers, champions, stupid things people do, upset me, stupid ass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.